So we're following these just horrific tornadoes in Mississippi. 25 people dead. I mean, they were called large and extremely dangerous. They were moving at about 45 miles an hour in the Georgia area. Winds were up to 170 miles an hour. 80 to 100 structures were left with major damage. I mean, just really debilitating, deadly storms in the South. And then in Georgia, you had a couple of tigers get on the loose because of damage to their cages. Police told people in the area of the Pine Mountain Wild Animal Safari in Trope County to stay inside. But good news, they have been found, tranquilized, and have returned to the safari. So that's good news. In the meantime, former President Donald Trump held a campaign rally in Waco this weekend. And it was one of his first major rallies of his campaign. Eben Brown, Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor, monitoring this. Was that how you would consider it? I mean, because this was a really big rally. He had the video boards going. He had the Trump plane behind him. I mean, this was really a boisterous rally.
Yeah, it was. I don't think of it as being anything unique, really, in terms of Trump rallies. I've been to more than I can count, and this was sort of par for the course in that regard. He's known for these rallies where they have, 10, 15 or more thousand people show up. And he flies in on his plane, and it's very, very big. It's very, very Trump. And that's, this one was really no different. I think what was different than previous rallies is that there's this real fear or thought that the former president could be indicted perhaps this week. It was supposed to be last week. It didn't happen. Maybe it's going to happen this week. Maybe it won't. We certainly don't know. The district attorney in Manhattan and New York City has not really been very communicative about this. But there's this kind of pins and needles feelings from a lot of people that the former president could, this could be it for, this week. So we'll have to see what happens. We don't have a crystal ball with regard to that, although that grand jury has not denied anything just yet, so there could be an indictment handed up. We don't know, right?
He accused Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg of prosecutorial misconduct. Also said of his 2020 defeat, the Supreme Court didn't have the courage to right the wrong. And then he used some strong words like, "When the election is over, I will be the president of the United States. You will be vindicated and proud. And the thugs and criminals who are corrupting our justice system will be defeated, discredited, and totally disgraced." And it's funny because I've been somebody, and Eben, as you've traveled around and been to some of these rallies, it seems like ever since he made his announcement at Mar-a-Lago that he was indeed running again for president, he seemed a little bit, almost a step slower. And I'm not saying that he doesn't have the mental capacity. It's not what I'm saying. But even for when he left office, he still had that pep in his step. And it felt like he hadn't really had that up until Waco. I think we kind of got back to the Trump of 2016, 17, and then through his presidency.
Well, I think he's at his best when he's in front of a crowd like that. That's just where he feels his most... I don't want to say confident, that's not the word, but he's sort of in his element there. That's where he has the best time campaigning. The Mar-a-Lago announcement, I was there. It was full of a room full of, people who paid big money to get there. And, I think it was just sort of a different vibe. He loves this big, massive Woodstock rally stuff. This is where he gets his own energy from, I think. And he gets the crowd fired up. And look, there are these things are so widely attended. People travel from great distances to go to these. They are, you know, it is kind of like a Woodstock. You know, there's tailgating beforehand and everything. You know, I mean, it's really kind of a big deal. I don't, and in my professional life, I've never seen anything like them. No other person running for any office or especially the presidency has not been able to command a crowd like that. I mean, especially early in a cycle, I've been to these, pre-primary rallies, even mid-primary rallies where, if 200 people show up, everyone's applauding. They're like, oh my God, look how many people showed up. You know, here comes Donald Trump and he's bringing in, he's filling up stadiums and stuff like that. it's still kind of spellbinding. We're now at, it's the end of March in 2023. The first contest isn't until Iowa, which will probably be in January. I forget the dates, but I think he's got time to ramp up here, and he's probably, I would say he's probably pacing himself. He's also, I think he did what he needed to do to bring attention to some possible legal troubles, and that that is something that I think most people are concerned with, because if you hate Donald Trump, you've been waiting for an indictment for 5 years. On anything, you don't even care what about at this point. And if you love Donald Trump, you've sort of been waiting for an indictment for 5 years because you feel that they've been after him no matter what. So here we are.
The president also took a dig at Ron DeSantis, who said that, Florida's been successful for years, long before Ron DeSantis came about, and said, something like if I didn't help him get elected to his seat as governor, he'd probably be working at a cigar store or a law firm or something like that. How did the base handle that? Because I imagine people hooped and hollered, but again, very similar in their political beliefs, Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump. But he isn't Donald Trump, so he becomes a target. What was their reaction to that?
Well, I mean, there was a lot of hooting and hollering, like you said. You know, the thing here's what I think is most interesting. Ron DeSantis, the governor here in Florida, I'm in Florida, and he has not yet announced a run. There are some people who believe he will decide against it still, believe it or not. There are plenty of others, or a few others rather, who have announced their runs. There are other people who have really dropped far more hints than Ron DeSantis. But Donald Trump is ignoring them. Donald Trump is zeroing in on Ron DeSantis. And there's a reason for that. It's because Ron DeSantis has, in the former president's mind, committed the sin of not kissing the ring, but also has a real record to run on as governor. And a real popularity. So I think that perhaps Donald Trump views Ron DeSantis as the only real primary threat, should he even be one, if he's even running. I think the animosity began going back to the collapse of the condo in Surfside, Florida, when former President Trump scheduled a rally across the state in Sarasota, and Governor DeSantis did not attend that rally because he was in Surfside dealing with a catastrophe, mm-hmm. something that killed nearly 100 people. The relationship, I think, at that point is, I think that's where it soured, because prior to that, they seemed to be really buddy-buddy and walking arm in arm and things like that. So, I think that's where things changed, but there could have been trouble brewing before then. Who knows?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think when Nikki Haley says, I reached out to the former president and asked him, if I should run, and he says something like, follow your heart. I think you're right. I don't know that he views Nikki Haley as being much of a threat, but Ron DeSantis, I'm with you. Evan Brown, always good to talk with you, and appreciate the insight. Thank you.